Investors in a Port Moody housing development have filed a claim for millions of dollars in damages, arguing they were unfairly dealt with in a financing and partnership arrangement. In Supreme Court documents filed July 23, Buffalo Megan Holdings Limited and William Wong are suing PKT Holdings 1, Quad City Real Estate Group Limited, Tina Mu and Yanta Chai for breach of fiduciary duty, among other things. None of the claims have been tested in court and the defendants have 21 days to respond. The case involves a partnership arrangement to build a development at 3101-3103 St. John Street, 3104-3112 St. George Street, 123-129 Buller Street and a portion of the St. Andrews Street right-of-way. Plans for the development, according to the City of Port Moody website, include 197 units in two buildings, commercial space and a daycare. Wong is described as an experienced and successful Vancouver developer and well-known in the Vancouver Chinese community. He and his ex-wife are described as the directing minds of the plaintiffs. They have a number of companies, all with Buffalo in the name. Mu, meanwhile, is described as a businesswoman, experienced in obtaining financing and a shareholder of PKT while Chai is a wealthy Chinese developer and businessman. None of the parties involved were friends, the lawsuit states. Each wished to have an equal voice in the partnership and development agreement, the details of which were not lived up to, the suit alleges, as the project wound its way through Port Moody City Hall. Good development potential. Wong is credited with first spotting the development potential in the Port Moody property and in 2017 made an offer, which was accepted on July 7. The lawsuit says Wong approached Mu for financing to pursue the project and both agreed to form a limited partnership, estimating that $26 million would be provided by way of investor equity. The goal was to build a mixed-use commercial and multi-unit residential rental facility, with Buffalo Megan having 40% of the partnership, PKT 25% and a series of other investors owning the rest based on their subscription amounts. 9 lots were acquired between 2017 and 2018 and by May 2021, Mu raised approximately $14 million, of which Buffalo provided $11 million. In May and June, the development proceeded through the city's rezoning process. However, during the May 27 public hearing, the suit says an issue arose as to affordable housing, community amenities, which later was to be addressed by a rent-to-own program. By August 2021, Wong had submitted the housing and childcare agreements required by the city. Only the rent-to-own agreement awaited approval by the city's solicitor. A second public hearing was held, and it was believed that the timeline would enable the project to go ahead and invoices could be paid. Issues with financing. However, a number of issues regarding financing arose, the lawsuit alleges, with Mu and PKT taking a short-term loan with an interest rate of 9.5%, for the purchase of the city's laneway lands. It was essential but could have waited until after third reading when construction financing would have been available, the lawsuit states. The lawsuit further asserts $1.5 million was needed to meet necessary expenses to achieve third reading, but that no effort was made to finance the cash injection or any other after Wong refused to cash out two investors. It was at this point that Mu and PKT undertook actions to bring about the termination of the partnership, in breach of the development agreement and the limited partnership agreement, the lawsuit states. At some time, unknown to the plaintiffs, but known defendants, PKT and Mu also entered into an agreement with Chai to injure Wong and Buffalo Megan, to acquire the partnership's assets for themselves and to complete the development themselves, thereby earning the profit the partnership would otherwise have earned, including Buffalo's 40% interest. Loss of assets contended. Mu breached her fiduciary duty in a conspiracy that included her telling the lenders that the partnership was in serious financial trouble, unable to meet its expenses and the plaintiffs owed contributions to ongoing expenses and were refusing to make such payments. The lawsuit argues that the issues were deliberately created, in that PKT was apparently ready able to obtain financing while Wong and Buffalo were not obligated, under the partnership agreement, to contribute any further funds. Such conduct, designed to bring about the demise of the partnership and the loss of its assets, was in breach of MU's fiduciary duty, and the partnership and development agreements. The banks did not commence proceedings, but PKT filed a petition for the appointment of a receiver, founded upon the entirely untrue assertion that Wong had to provide ongoing funds. MU and PKT were aware of their allegation in that regard was false, the lawsuit alleges. Subsequently, Prospera Credit Union commenced proceedings to enforce its security. The Bora Group was appointed as receiver, which would be empowered to advance the project, with the lenders providing financing. However, the receiver decided, due to changes in civic policy, and based on advice from consultants, to reconfigure the development, which Buffalo Megan protested. PKT supported the reconfiguration while Buffalo did not, which Buffalo states as a further breach of its fiduciary duty, while the receiver cooperated with PKT and MU while ignoring the interests of Buffalo Holdings. In disagreeing with how the receivership was handled, the lawsuit states that PKT advanced funds on behalf of Wang's fictitious obligation as a repayable loan by the partnership. Had PKT not breached their duty and obtained the necessary bridge loan and financing, third reading would have been obtained by September 2021, the project would not have been reconfigured, and the development would have proceeded and obtained construction financing or would have been sold, at a higher price and on terms more favorable to the partnership than those offered from PKT and Chai. Damages sought include receivership costs of $559,749, real estate commission of $379,250, interest on receiver's borrowings of $27,600, $4 million in costs on the reconfiguration of the development, and loss of profit estimated to be 40% of $23,750,000. As well, it wants the former partner's profits to be given up, as well as additional relief and damages.